by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Freedom is a beautiful thing. Being able to gather together and to worship freely, being able to speak freely, being able to choose where we work and live, choosing to live lives that we find fitting. These are all blessings, and ones that we experience here in our country, which we celebrate today. Freedom is a very beautiful thing. There are few things in life that are better than being able to sit in a lawn chair, maybe with a burger and hot dog in hand, surrounded by family and friends and neighbors, watching fireworks go off, just enjoying the gifts that God has given us. But as Catholics, we recognize that with freedom comes responsibility. God gave us freedom for a purpose, not just so that we could do whatever we want, but for the purpose of seeking Him, for seeking truth, for seeking goodness. This is what true freedom is. Not just being able to choose what we want to do, but being able to seek God. In our world today, freedom is often distorted. It's twisted into something it isn't. It's misunderstood. Rather than being something that leads us to God, it leads us away from God. When we take freedom into our own hands, which we try to do all too often, rather than helping us be free, it can often lead to enslavement or to sadness or to hurt. Just think about the child who has free rein of the dessert table on a holiday, ends up eating too much sugar, upset stomach. It's not good. A lot of times we take our freedom and twist it and distort it, and it ends up hurting us or hurting those around us. And so God, in His infinite wisdom and His goodness, gave us guides to help use our freedom correctly. The Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, virtues, even one another. And today's readings speak about two guardrails that help us use our freedom correctly: obedience and humility. In the first reading, we hear about the prophet Ezekiel, who through his obedience to God receives God's Spirit. God gives him His word to prophesy to Israel, who at that time was being rebellious. They were misusing their freedom. And as we know from the history of Israel, that abuse of their freedom led them away from God. They worshiped idols. They were oppressed by other nations. There was poverty and sickness. Bad things were happening because they were not obedient to God. They were not following God's will, staying within those guardrails of obedience and humility. But Ezekiel, in juxtaposition, is filled with God's life. He shows us that when we submit ourselves to God's will, good things happen in our life. We receive the life of the Lord. And again, in the gospel, Jesus is out preaching, spreading the gospel, working great deeds and performing miracles. And then he goes back home, where the people are obstinate, they are rebellious, and they do not want to receive the words and wisdom that Jesus brings. They say, "Who is this guy?" Thinking that he's bringing these great deeds and this wisdom. Where did he get all of this? We've known him since he was this tall. This is Jesus, is it not? We know his family. Why is he upsetting the status quo? Why is he raising trouble where there doesn't need to be any. And even though Jesus' works are for the better, he's trying to improve the lives of those who he encounters, the obstinance, the pride, the rebelliousness does not allow the people of Nazareth to receive the life that Christ is offering. And so we can learn from these readings that is when we recognize that God is Lord, that our freedom is given to us so that we can move towards him, that is when we receive the fullness of life. And St. Paul expresses this so eloquently in the second reading in his letter to the Corinthians when he says that when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, when I set aside my human strength, when I put that to the side and receive the power of God, when I receive the life of God, that is when we are fully alive. It is in our weakness then that we can receive God's power, and not just for the good of ourselves, but for the good of all around us, so that we can spread the gospel message. So often we talk about obedience and humility, and it can be easy to think like, okay, I just have to lay myself down and be a doormat. But it's not in weakness where the virtue lies. It's in the result of what happens when we lay down our lives, when we set aside our pride and are filled with God's life. That's where the virtue lies. And that's what our end goal is, so that we can humbly come before God, come before his altar to receive his life, and then courageously go out into the world to stand up for truth, to be courageous and to spread the gospel message to all nations. As we celebrate Independence Day today, I ask that we please pray for our country, that we may have a true understanding, a true sense of what freedom is. Because there are so many people, so many voices out in the world who try to tell us that freedom is doing what we want. And this only leads to darkness and to death. And so pray that we can be courageous, that we can humbly lay down our lives so that we can receive God's life, and to go out into the world and to overcome the culture of death that is so pervasive. Pray that we may become weak so that God's strength can be in us. For power is made perfect in weakness. And that is how Christ and his kingdom will become more present in our world, is when we lay ourselves down so that he can come and fill us with his life.